Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Four crew managed to get out of the plane alive, at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar individuals associated with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. And sources say the top official at the Social Security Administration stepped down after a clash with Musk, and they were seeking the Doge team access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information of Americans. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state and another powerful storm sweeping across much of the country this week. This is ABC News. Good news for the people of Earth. An asteroid 7 years away might not hit our planet. The bad news, it might smash into our nearest cosmic neighbor.
NASA scientists have increased the likelihood that an asteroid called 2024 YR4 will collide with the Earth in 2032. The thing's about the size of an office building and could take out a city if it makes a direct hit, and chances are now 2.3% that it will, still not very high. There's also a slight possibility that 2024 YR4 will hit the moon instead. Researchers believe such an impact would be visible from Earth.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum says she wants to Google to fully restore the name of the Gulf of Mexico on Google Maps, or she's going to file a lawsuit. President Trump had renamed the body of water the Gulf of America, but U.S. naming rights only go a few miles into the Gulf, where territorial waters and an international body must first approve the name change. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Mostly sunny and very cold today, a high of 7. Northwest winds at 7 to 14 miles per hour. A few clouds and bitter cold tonight, a low of 9 degrees below zero. Wednesday, a high of 11 above. Thursday, 22, and Friday, 24 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm, fortunately, and we're at 23 degrees below zero. It's a record-breaking morning here in southwest Wisconsin, and yes, there are some school announcements.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are under a two-hour delay today. Lafarge, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, Highland. The Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, where there's no AM early childhood. Ithaca is 2 hours late, also no AM 4K. River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, is 2 hours behind schedule. Weston and Waseca Steuben, all 2 hours late today. Those are the districts that we have heard from. There could be more joining the list today to start school just a little bit later on a cool morning, to say the least. Previous record low, 16 below zero back in 1979, and that has gone by the wayside. My vibe temperature reading was right around there as well, about 20 below or 21 below when I was riding in this morning. So it's fairly widespread. Do the best you can today. We start the day in a positive way coming up here and officially begin the broadcast day on Tuesday, February 18th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
rockets red, the bombers green. is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way. There is none so blind.
We start the day in a positive way, and that was Ray Stevens. Everything is beautiful on WRCL, the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Beautiful. We've got the light on this morning. Put my hands around the light so I can warm up a little bit. Wow. 23 degrees below zero. And I had a feeling last night. We had the basketball game at Richland Center, and coming out, and the temperature at that time was already around 9 or 10 below when I left the game. And I had a feeling it was going to be the old bottom fell out, and it certainly did this morning. Lovely. And when I went to start the old vibe this morning, it was kind of like, are you kidding me? But we got her going. We're here. Ready to roll today. Hopefully you're able to go and you get your old tractor started and the web doesn't break in your manure spreader and all of those things today. Good luck. Here's Alabama.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Cotton Eye Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Sunshine.
Jerry Reed warming it up with some Georgia sunshine. We can use that. Oof. We've dropped another degree. It is 24 below zero here at the WRCO studios this morning. Haven't heard from any other colder spots. Sometimes we get into temperature wars when it's this extreme, but I'm guessing 24 below is going to be pretty well taking the frozen cake today. We'll wait and see. We have some school announcements, also sports scores for today. So we look back on some of the events that went on last night, and we'll share with those with you coming up here on WRCO. And the aerobic polka is percolating, never fear.
At the Friday, February 21st feeder sale, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will be offering 20 to 22 whiteface and black whiteface cows. These cows were bred to a good black bull. A few of the cows will have calves at side, with others to calve soon. The balance of the cows will be ultrasounded to confirm their pregnancies. The cows will sell prior to the feeder cattle. Other early consignments include 25 black crossbred steers and heifers, 9 black crossbred 500-pound steers, and with 15 crossbred steers and heifers pending. We also have for sale by private treaty 27 black heifers and 5 red heifers. These are bred to a registered black calving ease bull who was placed with the heifers on July 2nd. The heifers will be sold with your sort and will also be ultrasounded to confirm their breeding. Contact Darren, 608-553-1359. For more information or for taking a look at the heifers. If you'd livestock to sell or looking to buy, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs benefit pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30. This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court & Main, where your dream home is just a sail away. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in girls basketball, Richland Center was a winner against Boscobel 50-42. Also a win for Mauston over Westby 76-49. Boys basketball, Ithaca 67, Cashton 42. River Valley over Boscobel 77-36. Riverdale beat Cassville 58-40. It was Kickapoo 74, Seneca 70. North Crawford over Weston 92-22, and it was Mineral Point beating Platteville 91-59. Dodgeville and Darlington move to tonight. Number 11, Wisconsin plays the Illini of Illinois after John Tanjay scored 32 in the win over Purdue Saturday. Tonight's meeting will be the second of the season between the two teams. Wisconsin is 10-4 against the Big Ten, and Illinois is 9-7 against conference opponents. Last night, it was number 3, Duke over Virginia, final score 80-62, and number 19, Arizona got the win against Baylor 74-67. That's a look at sports scores this morning, an update courtesy of the WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hillpoint.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2 hours late today for Lafarge, Kickapoo Schools, Boscobel, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, along with Highland, the Ithaca District where there's no AM4K, Richland, 2 hours late, including St. Mary's and Eagle, and there is no AM early childhood. River Valley is 2 hours delayed, including St. John's and St. Luke's. Weston, Wazika, Steuben, also late by 2 hours. 24 below zero. The fortunate thing this morning is we don't have to factor in a wind chill. The wind chart, it's not moving. It was very still out there when I was out this morning. But 24 below is the current reading at the WRCO studios. So we need to warm it up. We need to think spring. Here's the aerobic polka. Volker and the Jolly Gents and the Chasing Women Polka right there. Ooh. 24 below at WRCO. Get going.
He was heading into Boston in a big long diesel truck. It was his first trip to Boston. He was having lots of luck. He was going the wrong direction down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. When he finally found where to unload, he had a dreadful shock. His trailer pointed toward the road and his cab right to the dock. And as he looked around,
this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown, but I need 40 acres to turn this rig around.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. Today's high temperature 7, mostly sunny and very cold. Northwest winds today between 7 and 14. And tonight, a low of negative 9, a high of 11 on Wednesday. Right now, just a little bit of a breeze, 1 mile an hour out of the northeast. And it is 25 degrees below zero. It's a record-breaking morning here in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. We'll have more details on weather coming up. But right now, farm news and markets time.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
More concerns about ethanol tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, three more states are suing Deere & Company, arguing the company restricts farmers' ability to repair equipment and unfairly inflates costs. Attorneys general from Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona now join the Federal Trade Commission and attorneys general from Illinois and Minnesota, who filed the original suit in district court last month. The FTC claims the only full functional software repair tool capable of repairs on Deere equipment is Service Advisor, and is produced and controlled by Deere and its dealerships, creating an unlawful monopoly on repair services. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the case seeks to make the farming equipment repair market more competitive. There's concern that tariffs could impact U.S. ethanol exports. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association's Executive Director Monty Shaw says the Trump administration has targeted Canada, the top foreign market for ethanol.
But we're just hopeful that, you know, maybe some shots have been fired now, and they can sit down at the table and work some things out.
He tells Brownfield the strong trade relationship between the U.S. and Canada needs to be maintained.
We understand that Trump wants to make sure that America is getting the best deals that we can, and that's fine. But we hope that we can get there maybe a little bit more smoothly, you know, than what some paths would lead us on.
Canada has been leading importer of U.S. ethanol for more than 40 consecutive months. A North Iowa farmer is considering more corn acres this year. Caleb Renner of Clemmy says prices are favoring corn over soybeans, but pest management is a factor.
Yeah, there's a couple genetics that make us feel really good about rootworm that have, you know, rootworm prevention that have given us second thought or pause to continuing the current rotation program that we're in.
He tells Brownfield reducing soybean acres would affect soil fertility.
We do like the boost in nitrogen we get in the soil from planting soybeans, but if we can't make money, then we have to do what we have to do. And if that means changing some of our rotations, then that's just what it's going to have to be.
Renner says there are two or three fields he's strongly considering continuing in corn in 2025. The president of the National FFA says members are celebrating ag education. Thaddeus Bergschneider from Illinois says more than 1 million members are participating in FFA week activities.
It's not only the members that we have in FFA right now, it's the hundreds of thousands of FFA alumni we have. It's all the people we have who work in agriculture who weren't in FFA originally but who have become supporters. It's all the people in communities who support agricultural education and FFA.
He tells Brownfield students across the country have the opportunity to give back to their local communities. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A typically quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a very typically quiet start to the week as buyers and sellers were busy preparing for business ahead. Bids and asking prices didn't surface and significant trade volume isn't expected until the latter half of the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, all classes of feeder cattle and calves were lightly tested, but a steady to firm undertone was noted on those limited receipts. Inclement weather played a factor in Monday's business and is likely going to factor into a lot of business throughout this week. Medium and large on feeder steers, 600 to 616 pounds, brought $285 to $337. Feeder steers, 750 to 776 pounds, brought $264 to $274.25. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 601 to 649 pounds, brought $268.50 to $285. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice was up a dollar at $315.70. Select was 91 cents lower at $306.23. Estimated cattle slaughter was 95,000 head. That's even on the weekend, down nearly 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors had to bid up to move needed numbers to start the week. Slaughter pace remains strong and is forcing packers to be more aggressive. Demand overall for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support. But there's inconsistency in domestic demand, which has created some volatility in the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $1.28 higher with a weighted average of $89.51. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.86 higher with a weighted average of $90.78. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.80 higher with a weighted average of $90.55. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $62 on Monday. Pork values were firm, up 48 cents at $102.47. Loins, ribs, and butts were all sharply higher. Hams were also higher. Bellies were sharply lower, and picnics were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. That's down 1,000 on the week and up nearly 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Commodity markets are closed for President's Day. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up, and corn was mostly modestly higher with declining crop conditions in Argentina. March beans were up 6 cents at 10.36. May was 5 and 3 quarters higher at 10.52 and 3 quarters. March corn on Friday was up 2 3/4 at 4.96 and a quarter. May was 2 3/4 higher at 5.08 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by cash and wholesale business. April live was down 2.27 at 194.25, and June was $1.97 lower at 190.45. March feeder cattle were down $1.62 at 266.35. And with cash steady to lower during the session, April hogs were down 50 cents at 92.60. May lean was 62 cents lower at 96.42. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Immigration isn't the only border issue with Mexico. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly: a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Some Texas farmers are accusing Mexico of violating an 80-year-old water treaty, which they say destroyed a local sugarcane cooperative. Jennifer Cervantes told members of a House Appropriations Subcommittee that Mexico has no legitimate reason for violating the treaty.
Over the last 4 years, Mexico failed to meet its obligations, resulting in severe water shortages in the Rio Grande Valley, particularly for crop irrigation. These shortages occurred during several years of unfavorable weather and led to a continual decline in sugarcane acres available for harvest. In August of 2022, Mexico held almost 3 million acre-feet of water in treaty storage, while Texas agriculture suffered.
Cervantes says after 51 years, the local cane growers cooperative shut down processing due to lost sugarcane acres. She says a Texas A&M University report values the economic loss at more than $98 million.
Our farmers now face farms without a sugarcane crop, once considered a valuable perennial crop that was a predictable, reliable part of farm management. Their previous investments in planting, equipment, research and technology are now lost.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Older cows might be impacting milk production. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy market analyst says older cows could drag on production gains in the year ahead. Serena Sharp with the Daily Dairy Report tells Brownfield, last year farmers tried to counter low heifer numbers by keeping milk cows in production longer and culling about 385,000 less cows than normal.
This heifer shortage is going to be with us for a while. It means that the cows that are in the barn are older and less efficient on average than what we would have been able to expect if we could cull at a normal rate and replace older dairy cows with a new heifer.
She says the impact of highly pathogenic avian influenza on production is also likely to continue.
In 2024, we had milk yields fall below where they stood 2 years before in 4 out of 12 months. We've never seen that before. I think the avian influenza has a lot to do with that. It was particularly noticeable when you look at the California milk production numbers.
Sharp says supplies should improve somewhat in 2025, but trade uncertainty leaves a lot of market unknowns. She's recommending farmers lock in floor prices now with the Dairy Revenue Protection Program to avoid sudden shocks. Brownfield interviewed Sharp following the Great Lakes Regional Dairy Conference. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Friday entering the three-day holiday weekend. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed yesterday. When trading ended Friday, dry away was down a half cent at 55 and a half. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 192. Barrels went down 1 1/4 cents at 181 and 3/4. Butter down 2 1/4 cents to 237 and 3/4. Non-fat dry milk down 2 cents at 130. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Good morning here at WRC Radio. We're at 22 degrees below zero. The forecast for today calls for a high of 7, a few clouds and bitter cold tonight, a low of negative 9, and Wednesday 11. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, friends. Keep looking ahead. 22 Thursday, 24 Friday, 31 Saturday, 39 Sunday, 42 Monday. That's what I'm talking about. Right now, WRCO Studios, it is negative 22 below. You know, we have actually been down to 25 below, which already is a record for this date. Coming up, we'll share with you the school announcements we have.
At the Friday, February 21st feeder sale, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will be offering 20 to 22 whiteface and black whiteface cows. These cows were bred to a good black bull. A few of the cows will have calves at side, with others to calve soon. The balance of the cows will be ultrasounded to confirm their pregnancies. The cows will sell prior to the feeder cattle. Other early consignments include 25 black crossbred steers and heifers, 9 black crossbred 500-pound steers, and with 15 crossbred steers and heifers pending. We also have for sale by private treaty 27 black heifers and 5 red heifers. These are bred to a registered black calving ease bull. It was placed with the heifers on July 2nd. The heifers will be sold with your sort and will also be ultrasounded to confirm their breeding. Contact Darren, 608-553-1359, for more information or for taking a look at the heifers. If you have livestock to sell or looking to buy, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are 2 hours late: Lafarge, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, Highland, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston, Waseca, Steuben, and North Crawford. In the Richland District, there's no AM Early Childhood, and Ithaca, no AM 4K. And we're up to date in terms of schools. Not starting on time. Just a little bit of a breeze out there. East and northeast winds around 2 miles per hour. Of course, that doesn't help the situation any. Just have to hitchhike to a warmer climate, I believe.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. She hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did, sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Charlie Pride with the right idea on WRCO. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock here at the radio studios.
Can't get used to no city life. Country boy like me brought you here for the good life. Both end up in misery. Back home people cared about how you feel. Called us by our given name. Somehow things here ain't the same.
Take me back to the good time, Sally, when it was 22 above. But right now, 22 degrees below zero at WRCO as we start the day with a Light in the Milk House show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480.
Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service parts and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Frigid conditions across the area as expected. One of the coldest mornings of the winter with readings in the teens below zero. Wind chill factors between 20 and 30 below zero generally, so be careful as you venture out. Be sure to bundle up well. At least we'll see plenty of sun today. Big Arctic high pressure system up around western North Dakota will continue sinking southeast and protect us for the next couple of days. We will see a gradual moderation in temperatures for the rest of the week, getting a little bit more seasonal toward the weekend. That'll feel nice, and generally quiet weather continues as well. There will be a weak front coming through the area by Sunday and Monday. That would be our next chance of a little bit of scattered precipitation. So today there's a cold weather advisory through 10 o'clock this morning. That cold weather advisory kicks in again tonight at midnight, going through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mostly sunny skies, high of 7, northwest winds 7 to 14. Tonight a few clouds and bitter cold, low 9 below 0, northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny and quite chilly yet tomorrow, high 11, northwest wind up to 10. Thursday, partly cloudy, not as cold, low 2 below 0, high of 22. Heading into Friday, a cold start, but more moderate temperatures for the afternoon with lots of sunshine, low at 4 below 0, high of 24. Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, low 7, high of 31. And Sunday should feel quite mild with partly sunny skies, low near 18, highs reaching about 39 degrees. Monday, the thaw continues with mostly cloudy skies, maybe some sprinkles and flurries, low in the mid-20s with a high near 42. You stay safe out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 22 degrees below zero. Yesterday's high was 5 above. The record high, 65 in 2017. The previous record low, 16 below, set in 1979. So we break that this morning. Last year's high was 44 and the low 22. Sunset will happen at 5:36 this afternoon. This morning, sunrise time, 6:54. We have a north wind around 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.48. And no precipitation today. We've been as low as 25 below, right now negative 22. And in the school department today, all 2 hours delayed. Those schools include Lafarge, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, Highland, Richland, including St. Mary's and Eagle, also Ithaca, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston, Waseca, Steuben, and North Crawford. It's 22 degrees below zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM in Richland Center. The 6 o'clock update is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. It is time for the 6 o'clock news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 18 people taken to local hospitals in Toronto. 80 were on board as a Delta Airlines jet that originated in Minneapolis and crashed at Toronto's Pearson International Airport flipped upside down. Pearson CEO Deborah Flint.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life. And this is in due part to our heroic